Brother, earlier you said you and your wife been praying for a certain sick, a certain thing to happen.
Yep.
Me and my family's been praying for something to happen for about a year. And it was kind of a twofold thing, and the first fold happened Monday. And this scripture came to my heart, Ephesians 3, chapter 20. It says,
oh, yes.
To him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things.
Yep.
Yeah.
But his power worketh unto us. Unto him be glory, and to the church by the Christ Jesus through all ages. I'm just glad to be saved, and I'm glad that he's on my side.
Hey.
He was born in a stable, in a borrowed manger. He borrowed a lunch to feed a lot of strangers. He borrowed a colt to ride into town on. He borrowed a tool, but he wouldn't need it long. And the only thing he bought was me. And Satan had told me, you're nothing but hellbound.
Yep.
He said, you're never gonna win, and your
that?
Soul's forever lost.
Strong,
before I
God.
Heard how Jesus paid it all on that old rugged cross. And the only thing he bought was me.
Derek, I'm thankful that we weren't bought by any monetary money or anything, but, you know, this next song that we sing, it's because of the blood. We wouldn't be anywhere without it. And, you know, I didn't do much when I was little, but the Lord convicted my heart when I was 5 years old.
Praise the Lord.
At a little church out in Little Oakdale where we live in I didn't deserve it at all.
No.
But you know, he's blessed me, and I wouldn't be where I was without him.
Right.
I'm blessed with a great church family.
Praise
and
the Lord.
You know, you don't get that everywhere.
That's right. That's
but I'm thankful right. It's because of the blood that I'm able to have that. The news came to Egypt, the death angel's coming. Get your house in order, prepare for that moment. A young boy is crying, he's scared of dying, but with morning's light, he finds he's all right. Because of the blood placed over the door, my sin debt is paid, I'm not afraid.
it is coming, yeah. You better be ready.
Yeah.
I'll heed the warning.
Yeah.
And I too was crying. I knew I was dying. But forgive me, I prayed. And now I am saved.
Amen.
Because of the blood placed over the door. My sin debt is paid. I'm not afraid anymore. The Lamb has been slain, and now I am free. The sentence of death has passed over me. I now live in His love. Because of the blood,
I was locked in chains that had me bound till He came and rescued me. He opened up my blooded eyes, and now I can see.
Because of the blood placed over the door, my sin debt is paid. I'm not afraid anymore. The Lamb has been slain, and now I am free. The sentence of death has passed over me. I now live in His love because of the blood. I now live in His love because of the blood.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful singing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Preacher, you can. Brother Waldo, stand and bless and pray for him while he comes. Will you?
Our Heavenly Father, we bow our heads tonight, and God, just to thank you, Lord, for this day and for this hour that you've given us. And, oh, God, Lord, we thank you for your presence we felt in this building tonight. Oh, God, we pray tonight, Lord, that you just wrap your arms around Brother Derrick.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, give him the words, Lord, you'd have him to say. And, Lord, help us to open our ears and that to the gospel. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord, that if there's somebody here, Lord, that don't know you, this might be the day that they come and accept you as their Savior. God bless this service. Bless Brother Burry and what he preaches on. God, just have your way and your will. And God will give you glory and praise for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hey. Praise the Lord. Good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Had to be. I tell you what, we've been floating about all day, and I heard you are all too. So I tell you what, we just a bunch of floating Baptists tonight, ain't we? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad the Lord can meet, and buddy, He can be in many places at one time. Boy, wouldn't that be something if He could only be in one spot? Boy, that'd be rough, wouldn't it? Who would He pick to be around that time? Boy, but I thank God that He came. Man, I tell you what, we need to just go ahead, and I'm going to get into our stuff here in a minute. We need to just go ahead and build us a church. I want to tell you about how in sync we are. We sung the same three songs you all sung tonight right here in this choir this morning. Same three songs. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you what. Amen. I thought my mind. Lord, praise the Lord for being one accord, one mind. Boy, that's good, ain't it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Grab your Bibles tonight, and I'll try not to be too long and just give you what God's given us. Amen. We'll be in Luke chapter number 24 today, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I thank Kevin so much for allowing us to come down here and be with you. Thank you so much, and I tell you what, I've had many a friend through this ministry, and I've had them come, and I've had them go, but I tell you what, I cannot thank the Lord enough for Brother Kevin's friendship and what he means to me, and I know that ain't praising the Lord, but it is, because I'm praising the Lord for him and thanking the Lord for being able to have somebody. I'm going to tell you what, in this life, you're going to need some friends. I ain't going to lie. You can try to be as bad as you want to be and say, I don't need nobody, but you're going to need somebody to help you out every once in a while. You're going to need somebody to be leaning on and somebody to help you pray. Amen. Luke chapter number 24 today, and we'll do our best to give you what God's given us. Amen. Boy, it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. Bible says this. I want to begin reading here with verse number 1. Bible says, now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with him. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were much perplexed. Thereabout, behold, two men stand them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified, and the third day rise again. Father, we thank you, God, for all that you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, God, for another opportunity we have before us. God, knowing that, God, you're in this place. Lord God, we need your touch, God. We need to feel your presence, Lord. We need your guidance. Lord, that you will just help us to get out the message, Lord, that somebody, Lord, may get some help. God, we pray you save somebody if they're lost and don't know you, God. We pray you repair that one. Lord, fix that one that may not have a way of escape tonight, but we thank you, Lord. We love you, and it's in your name we pray and we ask it all. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I appreciate your reverence and the reading of God's word. I want to focus in on a little part about this verse where he said this in verse 5, and he said, why seek ye the living among the dead? I want to preach to you on this little thought of why seek ye the living among the dead. I got to thinking about that. You know what? When you really think about that, it's about crazy. They went to a graveyard. They went to a tomb expecting to find the things in the tomb. They expected to find that thing to be closed up, that man inside. They expected to find that. But what they got was so much more. They got a hold of something so special. They got a hold of an empty tomb, a risen Savior, and victory for us all. I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about trying to find life in some dead places. First thing I'll tell you is a lot of people try to find dead religion. My friend, and they get a hold of that. And boy, let me just tell you, we in a place right now where this world is full of any kind and every kind of religion that you could possibly want to put you and your family in. There's multiple denominations. There's multiple religions. But you know what? When it comes down to it, it ain't about being Baptist. It ain't about being Methodist. It's about being saved, born again. Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that tears us up. And I'm a blue-blooded Baptist through and through. But you know what? That ain't what got me there. That ain't what's gonna get me to heaven. It's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. Muhammad. There'll be millions and millions that'll fall into Islam, and they'll sit down and worship, oh, Muhammad. They'll lay down and put their life on the line about that. And you know what Muhammad is? Muhammad's dead. He didn't get up from the grave. Amen. He lived and died, boy. He didn't get up. But you know what the Bible tells me up there in Revelation 1? You know what he said in verse 18? He said, I am he that was alive, that was dead, and that liveth forevermore. Hey, and the praise the Lord, he stopped right in the middle of that verse, and he gave himself a go-ahead. And he said, amen. Amen. He said, I have the keys of death and hell and the victory. Glory to God. Praise the Lord for that. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. We serve a living Savior. He's not dead. He's alive. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Men will go in and they'll say, well, I can find me a place maybe that I don't feel too bad about myself. Yeah. Ain't about that. Yeah. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah. This ain't going to make you feel good about yourself. This King James Bible will cut you to the bone. And then it'll fix you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It'll stitch you up. It'll put a band-aid on you. It'll give you a pat on the back and tell you to keep on going and to keep on keeping on. I'm telling you right now, we need to go in and know we serve a living Savior tonight. Amen. We'll be as quiet and as stoic. I don't want to make a scene. Let me tell you something. We serve one who was dead and got up and got alive. In the history of humanity, how many times do you think that's happened?
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. He got a hold of Lazarus who's dead 4 days and got a hold of him. But you know what? That wasn't nothing compared to what Jesus did. Amen. Amen. Oh, Lazarus went in that tomb. He laid there for 4 days. Jesus got in that thing. I don't know how long he stayed laid down. Bible don't say. I don't know if that tomb rolled over there and he got up and got out. I don't know how long he stayed in there. But I know he had business to handle. I know there was a meeting in the heart of the earth. He had to go preach to them saved. I know he was busy ripping that veil from top to bottom and opening her up for all of us to be able to get in. Talking about the Lord. He's alive. Buddha ain't ever done that. Hey, amen. They'll go to a statue and that just sits there. And they'll pull all their heart into that. And all their life into that. And you know what? It ain't nothing but metal. It ain't nothing but wood, and it ain't gonna get them nowhere. But thanks be to God, we've got one that we go to. Amen. Amen. When he said, boy, I'm lost. I need to be saved. And boy, I'm flat out down there on that. I said, boy, all you got to do is just ask him. You ask him in your heart. You let him know you're a sinner in need of a Savior. He'll come right in. Boy, I tell you what. No, Buddha can't do that. Muhammad can't. But our living Savior can.
You're right. Thank God.
It's okay to have life. Because we serve one that's got life. You know who ought to be the deadest people? It's your Islamics. Those ought to be the deadest, stonest, coldest people in the world. Hate it. Hate it. But I'm telling you, we serve a living Savior. Dead religion. We don't have it. You know what? You know what else that people are looking for? They're looking for life in their works. Oh, James stripped her down in his book about works.
That's right.
He put her down pretty much right there. Yeah. If you ain't read it, go into chapter 2 and take a gander about what he said about it. Here's what he said. He said, faith without works is dead. You know what that means to me? All those ones, man, that'll go out and say, I need you to pray for so-and-so. I need you to pray for so-and-so. I need you to pray for this one. But yet, when it's all said and done, they're not praying. They could care less. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. Dead works. If there ain't no faith involved. Hey, you know what faith does? Faith works. I ain't getting to heaven based off works, but I know my faith works. You know what I did when I got saved? I put faith in him, and you know what I had to do? I had to step on out. Amen. Amen. I had to step out, ask him to save me. You know what comes down to? You've got faith, you say. I want to see how much you work that faith. I want to see how much you put into this thing. If you want to see your life grow in Christ, you've got to have a mouth. People will talk about faith. Have faith. The Bible goes through the whole hall of faith. You know what old Rahab, they could say she had faith. It really didn't matter until she put the thread over the window.
That's right.
You know what? And if she'd have never had faith to throw her out of the window, you know what would have happened? Her family would have died. Everybody in her house would have died. she wouldn't have got the promise of God. But because she had some life in her faith and in her work, she said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to wind this string up. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to throw her over as best I can. And I hope them old boys see that. You imagine that day down there after they've went around there and walked the walls of Jericho. They've been around there and they've went around 7 days on that day. And they go in this thing. Can you imagine her looking out the window and seeing David? Day one, day two, day three, and the quietness of that, and thinking, boy, I better make sure that this thing's tied up just right. I don't want this thing to come off. I want to make sure that they get this thing in, and it's locked in exactly where it needs to be. Can you imagine as she looked out the window and heard nothing but silence, but on that certain day, amen, here they come around there. They got around that seventh time. They peeled off shouting the glory of God. Amen, them walls sound down. And here it was, blowing in the breeze, glory to God. Amen. What was that blowing in the breeze? Was that just a thread? No, that's her faith with some work to it. Amen, best thing you could do is have some work with some faith tied to it. Amen. If you got paid a paycheck based off the amount of work you do with your faith, how much you make a year? How much you make a day? How much you make a week? Or would you be on unemployment? Yeah. Amen. Can I be honest with you and clear? There's been many a day in my faith and the work to it, I've stood right there in the unemployment line. Waiting on the Lord to give me a check. Hey man, this preach all right, won't it? Hey man, waiting on the Lord, Holly. Give me a check. Lord, I know I ain't prayed. I know I ain't studied. I know I ain't done nothing for the kingdom of the Lord. And I know I ain't done nothing to better my family. But I'm here looking for my blessing. I'm looking for you to give me that Holy Ghost handout. I'm right here in line.
Go ahead, preacher.
Amen. Can I be honest with you for a second? And I'm not trying to be mean. I ain't trying to be that. But you know what? If it come down to having to stand in line, man, people fight and fight and fight trying to get to try to get a paycheck, a meal, get something to cook here, some groceries. Man, people do that. And you know what people do? They'll stand in line just waiting on the Lord to just keep throwing it out to them, throwing it out to them. Man, you know what? We need to have something about us where we say, I'm going to put some faith in my work, and I'm going to go ahead and work. I'm going to keep a job, and I'm going to keep it every day. Glory to God. Hey man, I don't know where it's come from.
That's good, brother. Praise God.
And I'm going to tell you this now, too. Don't be trying to call in on sick days. Hey man. Hey man. I'm going to tell you something right now. We own the battleground, not the playground. This thing's a battle. And if you ain't battling, you ain't doing something right. You say, preacher, why ain't I having any trouble? Because you ain't making the devil mad.
Go ahead, brother.
Me and my father-in-law had a conversation there yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. And we sat there in his little shop, and I talked to him. And I said, you know what? I said, there's times in my church, you hear this. I want you to hear this, how good God is. I said, there's times, Wade, that I feel like that the devil's just sitting there pushing and pushing, just trying to get me out of the way, trying to get me out of the place, just trying to get me out of the way. And boy, it wasn't just this morning. You know what? This happened this morning. Lord just answered a prayer for me. Amen. He just put the devil in his place. Saved a couple souls, fixed a few lives, gave us some glory from heaven. I say praise the Lord for that. Glory to God. The devil going to get on you, or I'll say the wicked powers of the devil are going to get on you if you do anything for the Lord. They are. Amen. I know life has trouble. Right. We're going to go through things. Man, if you ain't trying to do nothing for the Lord, devil ain't, he ain't worried about you. He'll leave you right alone and let you go on with what you're going on with. Amen. I'm talking about dead works. Let me hurry up. Trying to find life in that. You know what else I find people trying to find life in too? Dead churches. As the Bible was going through the churches there in Revelation. Amen. There was a church that he considered to have a name, but were dead. Amen. Said that they had it all up there on the hill, man. You'd look at it and you'd say, wow. From the outside, everything looks perfect. Boy, the bricks just right. Boy, them windows are nice. Boy, they're good-looking windows. Boy, they got a beautiful building. Beautiful fellowship hall. Boy, things got to be good in that place. Don't think just because a place has money that they have God. Can I say it again?
Go ahead.
Just because a church has money don't mean they have God in it.
Right.
I ain't telling you that nothing's wrong. The love of money is the root of evil. The love of that. And hey, we ought to take care of business in here.
Yeah.
While I'm here and my church is here. Hey, we need to give our first fruits, man. Whenever we get that place, we need to give the first fruits to the Lord. That's what he requires.
Yeah.
We need to give that to him. And I'm just telling you, there's little old churches, man, ain't got 10 people in them, but got the power of God all over it. And they ain't worried about the brick on the sides, that their windows may not look the best, but they've got the Lord in that place.
Yeah.
Ain't wrong, nothing wrong with having some good stuff. Just don't let that good stuff have you. Children of Israel were in a battle with the Philistines. So here's what they thought they'd do. We'll roll out the Ark of the Covenant. We're going to shout real big. It's going to send a sound out that'll scare them to death. And the Philistines will flee and be gone, and all will be well. We'll be fine. You be careful when you want to just push the Lord out.
Yeah.
Say, now come ahead. We're in the middle of this battle, Lord. I need you to go ahead and handle this business. I'll stand back here and be a cheerleader.
Woo!
Hey, glory to God! That's what they did.
Yeah.
Bunch of noise.
Yeah.
So they go in. I don't know if you know the story, but they lost a bunch of men that day. But more importantly, they lost the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was where the glory of God was kept at that time. It wasn't where God was kept, just the glory of God. Amen. You can't put God in the box. Amen. You can't keep him in a building. Guess what? When everybody leaves here, God don't sit in here and wait on you to come back into the church house. Amen. Can I just be honest, amen? I think a lot of times, man, we think that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, they come on down from heaven, sit in the church house. When everybody leaves and the lights are out, they just sit here and wait. Well, Wednesday night will be here before you know it, boys. That ain't the case, man. We bring them into the house of God with us.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell my people all the time, man, you come in dead and I'm just ungrateful and don't want to be in this thing. Don't expect God to do something for you that day. But if you come in with him, man, hand in hand, God will work in you that day.
Hey, what a blessing. That's good preaching.
So here's what happened. Eli had a son named Phinehas. Phinehas had a wife. Phinehas was expecting a child. Eli sat back in a chair. He fell and he broke his neck when he heard that the glory departed. And everything was dead. Everything was dead. Amen. Everything was dead. Everything was dead. And the glory was gone. That goes hand in hand. Death and the glory being gone goes hand in hand. And I ain't talking about just in your church. I'm talking about in your home. Because I'm just telling you, Ichabod ain't just a church sign. We throw them little welcome boards up there in front of our house. We'll throw them out there, man, and let the world know we're welcome. They're welcome, welcome. Hey, come on in. I'm afraid that we've got a lot of Ichabod swinging on the front of doors in people's houses where the glory has departed and people want no part of it anymore. So here's what happened. She gave birth to that baby and she called him Ichabod. And that was meaning the glory had departed from Israel. Now we can take an application from that. I'm just going to tell you right now, there are many churches with Ichabod on the door. I'm going to be honest with you. Not everybody wants the glory of God in place. And here's why. Because it makes people uncomfortable. It makes flesh uncomfortable. Amen. There's a battle that goes on as soon as the glory comes in, buddy. And when the glory comes in, he's telling the whole flesh, it's time for you to go.
That's right.
It's time for you to leave. You get up on out of this place. So how in the world do we keep the life in it? I'm going to give you a few things. I promise you I'll be done. First thing you got to do is you got to keep the Lord first in this church and in my church. I'm talking to both of us. The minute that number one becomes number two, it's going to be see you later. And I've told mine, it don't matter how many great singers we got, great teachers we got, great whatever we've got. If the Lord ever becomes second fiddle in this band, the band's going to be broke up. There ain't going to be much of a band together in that place. I can't tell you how many places I went in whenever I was just evangelizing. You know this. Some of you young preachers, you know this. You go in and you just know that the Lord ain't welcome in that place. Oh, God, help us. Maybe you haven't been. I thank God that you're in a good place, and you better drop to your knees every night and thank God for being in a house and being in a church where the Lord is welcome. Keep him first. Don't get content. I ain't talking about with food and raiment. I'm talking about where you and the church is spiritually. I'm trying to keep you out of the graveyard. I'm trying to keep you out of the graveyard. We can always go farther. We can always move closer. Always. I have to say, and I know I'm beating a dead horse here. Well, no, it's actually a living horse. And I'm just riding that horse. We had a great meeting this morning, but you know what? That meeting's over. We had great meetings today. You had two of them. Guess what? They're over. Just like that. Boom, gone. But here's where people get in trouble. And we are going to rejoice in the fact, son, that you got saved. And we ain't ever going to get over that. But man, if we come in and all we think about was, man, do you remember that meeting, Gary, last week? Boy, you talk about a meeting last week. And it won't take long. It'll be, you remember that meeting last month? And it'll be, hey, you remember that meeting last year we had? Boy, that big old revival we had in the church. Well, you remember all that? You remember all that good thing we had? Boy, wasn't that something else? And you'll start living in the past and you won't have a bit of present. I ain't even talking about future. I'm talking about you won't have a present. You can't get content. Because you know what comes with contentment? Holly? Coldness.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true, preacher.
When you think you've arrived, the first thing you do is sit down. And it don't matter what you're doing. Me and you outside working. You out there going out there, man, say you out there cutting wood down, doing whatever, mowing yard. You hot as can be. Boy, you're sweating. You've been working. What happens when you come in there and you sit down? You cool a cough and you go to sleep. You're exactly right, Nathaniel. You'll nod off. Because in your mind, the work's done. Hey, this work ain't done, man. We got to keep going until he calls us home, man. Hey, man. I want you to imagine if your preacher said, guess what, church? I'm going to come in today. Y'all can sing some songs, but I preach like I preach. And now you have people saved, people's got help. I know I'm done. My job's done. I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the good singing. Imagine what your church would be if that all of a sudden happened. My friend, I'm just telling you what happened. It would die. You can't have a church built on singing.
Amen.
Hey, it goes hand in hand, and it's good.
Yeah.
Buddy, it's a good fire starter.
Yeah.
That's why I love singing. I love it. I'm a grandson of a song leader, man. In my blood. Can't say, but it's in my blood. But I'm just telling you, you got to be careful. Because you know in your mind, you've been in churches, man, where everything was built. I don't know where it's come from.
That's good,
bro. Everything was built on the singing. And then the preaching would get second fiddle. I thank God for my church. They don't treat me like that. Praise the Lord. And I bet you thank God for yours too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't do your preacher that way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's free.
That's good.
Amen. And I tell mine all the time, man. Some people get all worked up. Well, bring in some singers. Bring them on in. I said, we got enough singing in our church. We don't have to bring in a bunch of buses. And they try to get mad at me, but I just tell them, I just love hearing you. I don't need to hear anything else. Amen. Amen. I don't need 72 microphone speakers. Well, glory to God. I probably just killed her dead. It's all right. I'm talking about getting some life out of the deadness, man. I'm telling you right now, you better make sure you keep what's important on the most important side. And that's on the front end. You know what? I thank God that I got under some preaching whenever I was a kid. Amen. I had about four of you. Amen. I thank God for some old preacher men that would preach to me, that'd go in and they'd say they'd go in that thing and they'd grab this whole blessed book and they'd give it to me gun barrel straight and let me know that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about trying to find some life, man. When you're trying to find it in dead stuff, you ain't going to find it there. Hey, come on, give me a song, somebody. We stand. Heads bowed, eyes closed for a second. Heads bowed, eyes closed for a second. I will ask you something right quick. And again, Lord, I didn't come to you to make you. I love you all. I love you people. But I want to ask something. Man, if you've been trying to find life in dead stuff, man, if you've been trying to find some life in just dead places, will you be honest enough and say, preacher, I need you to pray for me. I've been doing that. Hey, man, I see a hand. Amen. See that hand. Preacher, I need you to just pray for me. I've been trying to find life in the wrong places. Lord, I just need you to pray. Amen. I tell you what the Lord can do today. He can fix that up in your life. He can get you right where you need to be. He can get all that dead stuff out and get you back in the living. Boy, ain't nothing. Boy, I don't like rolling around in graveyards and I don't like being in there in funeral homes. And boy, I tell you what, boy, it'd be a good day to get out of that, wouldn't it? Father, I pray for Father, help today. God, if there's a need, God, I pray it be met. And I love you, Lord, and I thank you.